I'm pretty excited that we're able to finally move forward with this. We've been planning some renovations and possible expansions at the high school for a lot of months now, and I'm really looking forward to seeing where this thing leads. You know, one of the things that we tried to focus on here was, one, the need for some additional classroom space, and two, safety and security by connecting our vocational building with the main building. And I think we're able to accomplish both of those things. We're looking at a temporary surplus of classroom space with that two-story addition between the two. But at phase two, there's only a small addition that's connected to that phase one, and then ultimately the demolition of that north classroom wing. And so that puts us back to a much more manageable space for the size of our district at this time.
And the architect said that bids would probably go out in early January of 2025.
That's what we heard tonight. That timetable might shift a little earlier. I think a lot of that depends on the construction climate and where we think those contractors might be. But it takes several months to put these kinds of documents together, especially on a project of this scope. And look forward to working with Bray going forward. We've certainly got money to move forward with this project at this time. Depending on where we come in at, we may have an additional bond issue to work through, but in either case, we see no future tax rate impact for the district.